If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. No food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's AxisLabCBD.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount.
So yes, like I was saying, we need a new motherfucking intro.
Yeah, we do.
Because what was it before? It was just the beat, right?
It was the beat, the Hollywood beat, yeah.
Because we need something like, one white guy.
We got to work on that.
One black guy.
We have to really work on that.
Well, you're supposed to come in with another beat, so it's like almost like we're a cappella. Or like...
Oh, shoot. You want to go in like some barbershop. Okay, I got you. Go on a cappella, and then add the beat in slowly. One white guy.
One black guy.
I'm down with that.
You know what I mean?
Like, we got to put some work in, though.
So, I was watching the Food Network station yesterday, and I pissed my fucking pants. But wait, before I get into this story, do I got a surprise for your ace?
Is it rum?
No, it's better than rum.
All right, is it whiskey?
It's better than whiskey.
Bourbon? I know bourbon, not all whiskey's bourbon, but all bourbon's whiskey.
No, I'm going to go into the character here for you.
You're on your knees, and I hear just something going through that cup, so I'm like, this is Franzia wine.
You will think it's some fucking wine, but on the,
let's see. I don't know what this guy's
Grandma
pouring.
Grandma Venable here. Hey, Kevin. I got you some homemade unsweetened iced tea.
Is this iced tea?
Yeah. You just fucking ate it today, bro. Unsweetened.
Oh my gosh! Here, cheers me on this, man. I'm so happy.
It's like
I thought this
cocaine,
was liquor, but
bro.
This is better than liquor.
That's what I'm fucking saying. That's what I was fucking saying. Come here, Kevin. Come give your grammy some kisses. What did you call your grandma?
I'll call grandma.
Come give grandma some kisses. Kevin.
Call my dad's mom, Nana.
Come give grandma some kisses while she reads the Bible verse to you.
She still has her teeth. You sound like you lost a couple.
Come here. Get out of here, Kevin. I have a boy coming over. He's going to get a good old
gummy.
Dude,
you know what? It's not even funny because she has been talking to the guy from the funeral home. And I'm like, Grandma, how long has this been going on?
She's talking to him and he's just getting.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
mm-hmm.
He's like, let me get a good gummy from her.
You know what I mean? Stop.
She's like, Kevin, get out of here. I'm going to ride this dick real quick.
Stop saying that about my grandma. But no, but you're not too far off because she'd be like, I got to go real quick. And I'm like, she's talking to her boyfriend. Nasty grandma.
She's sending fucking nudes.
Ew, dude, she doesn't even know how to send me pictures.
She's going to take one and they're just going to be sagging out of the picture frame.
Imagine your grandma trying to do that with a boyfriend and sending it to you.
I would cry.
Yeah, break
and
my
put
phone.
Put some needles in my eyes.
Yeah. My phone would be broken.
I sell them online, make some money.
Ew, dude. You're going back like when back they had you got posted. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When people would go in there and post nasty pictures of like people they didn't like or whatever.
Yes. Like ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She just got gang-banged by a train.
Here's
her nudes.
Here's her nudes, man.
And her fucking vagina lips are just
sloot. What a sloot. Squirrel.
Fucking, so I was watching Food Network, dude.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and. I pissed myself laughing because it was the funniest fucking thing I ever heard because I was like, it doesn't get any more black than that.
What was it?
Oh, dude, she was like, me and my family love... I'm going to get into my black voice. Me and my family love... She was like, saw that. Loved movie night and my grandma will get a big bowl of popcorn and she loved the butter and then she would smother it in hot sauce. I was like... Fucking popcorn and hot sauce.
I don't know. I've heard of that before. And
really?
Yeah, I don't like it. Like, I mean, I don't.
So, you ever have the caramel popcorn on the boardwalk?
Yeah.
Now, they did it like a hot sauce style where it was like hard and crunchy. But I feel like, what are you going to dip it in hot sauce?
So
because it's going to get too soggy if you fucking don't.
Yeah. See, I've had it where it was a savory, smoky, like a savory, spicy kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? That was different.
Hot sauce, popcorn.
But you taking hot sauce and putting it on your popcorn, I think that is the most
little Frank's
erotic thing I've ever heard in my life. I think that is crazy.
I was crying laughing. I was like, I can't wait to tell Kevin this. It's fucking hilarious. Dude, man,
I'm not down with that.
That's like me if I was like, oh, popcorn and spaghetti sauce.
Double. Usually I thought it was like milk or spaghetti sauce.
Huh?
You know a lot of people. You know people that do that.
Eat dinner.
I've had
milk with spaghetti.
They eat their milk with spaghetti, and when they drink their spaghetti, all the red sauce from their mouth gets into the milk, and the milk turns pink.
I was never a milk drinker.
Yeah.
For dinner.
That was always the weird. I dated a chick like that, and every weird. She would get backwash into her milk.
I dated.
It was disgusting.
My rebound relationship before I met Kiri.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers drank milk like no other.
Oh, God, like 2 gallons like it, a week, dude.
And I'm like, wow. Every dinner, milk.
Were they proteined up?
She flexed hard. She used to beat me and shit.
She was flexing hard, man, drinking all that milk, man. Protein was up.
Got strong bones.
That's crazy, man. So, no, I mean.
I love fucking unsweetened iced tea.
I'll
go through that fucking gallon in like 3 days. Though.
Back to this iced tea real quick. Actually, while we're sipping on this iced tea, let's take a time to remind everyone.
While we're sipping on this iced tea, rolling down the street in our 45.
No, 45 sorry. What? Yeah, right. That's more like a 20. What year is your car? That thing was looking fresh. I was pulling up.
I meant like down Summer Boulevard.
I know.
Sipping iced tea.
Yeah, but let's be realistic.
We ain't G's anymore, man.
We ain't G's anymore, yeah.
So you know, man, I'm sipping iced tea.
I'm big 3-3, man. Sitting over here in my back.
Are you 3-3?
I'm big 3-3, yeah.
I'm 3-2.
3-2?
In 2 weeks.
I keep forgetting, yeah. I keep forgetting I'm older than you, man.
Yeah, you
not
fuck.
Not too much, yeah. Hair went before you, man. Your hair is still looking good.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking thinning, bro.
Thinning, man?
Yeah. Like I say, it's from the hat you always wear. And I'm like, nah,
man.
This is
a stress.
It's stress.
It's stress.
That's what I fucking said.
But you know what? It doesn't always thin. It thins and comes back, but only when I'm stressed. Oh, yeah.
It comes back. What is it, a wiener?
Let's see.
Yeah, I'll give you some fucking protein there. I don't even think you hit anything, did you?
I got a little something. It wasn't too bad.
You're a liar.
All right, here.
It was a fake hit.
Oh, it was a good hit.
This
is some good old Albuterol.
Because I got shit. Fuck me.
Now that's
that.
Sorry.
It's a fire. It's a fucking fire.
Yes, but life hit kind of crazy, man. I didn't realize how long we went without recording an episode.
Dude, because I've been busy as shit.
Same.
Get home, and I'm like, I just got to, like, sit, lay down. Weekends come, and it's like, I got to go fucking food shopping. And I'm, like, psychopath dad right now, so I literally cook her every meal. Like, so I, like, pretty much cook for the week, and I steam all her vegetables.
Nice.
So, like, I just did bell peppers, string beans, mushrooms, and rainbow char, but only the stalk part. So it's almost like a celery.
That?
It's like a giant celery stick.
Okay.
With kale, not even kale leaves, almost like a giant spinach leaf on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she just got the stalk part, and then so I'll steam all that shit, and then I'll do like boiled chicken, or I did like steak. I made her the one night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
No, stay away from all that processed shit.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
But that's why I was doing all our purees like that before, too. But now she's on solid, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Then solid. You gotta, like, dice everything up. So she's a fucking tomato addict.
She likes tomatoes?
That's great, dude.
So, that'd be great if Max liked those.
So I do tomatoes, strawberry, and then her meat and vegetables.
Okay.
And then she gets that for lunch and dinner. And then I do eggs. I make like 2 scrambled eggs.
Ooh,
that lasts her like the week. And then she'll get that with like a strawberry in the morning.
Very nice.
And I'm like crazy. Dude, I fucking, I love, like, I want to do this from here. But like I cut the strawberry. And like, you know how there's always like that, like the white part almost?
Yeah.
So if you cut it in half.
Yeah, the inside.
So I slice the white out.
Do you?
And then I dice it up.
That's good, Dad.
Great, Dad.
It's a good Dad. I do the same for Max. Some people just cut it off. I'm like, you're wasting a lot of that strawberry. When you could just cut the back off and don't cut around the actual stem and pull back, you lose a lot of strawberry there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you feel the same, but...
Kevin, I'll be Marina. I'm cutting the strawberries. Yell at me.
What are you doing?
No, I'm Marina.
Oh.
So, like, she's cutting the strawberries, so she's taking off a good chunk.
Whoa, bitch. What are you doing?
What, Kevin? I'm cutting strawberries over here. I've been at work all fucking day, and I've been cutting strawberries. What, you got a fucking problem with it?
You're giving me PTSD, dude. Just from the way you're talking, you sound too much like her. That was very close.
And then she's going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's really how it goes.
I hate you. I hope you die, but Black Lives Matter.
I'm like, where's your black friends at?
Yeah, we just support from a distance.
That's crazy. That's what they do. Man.
Man, I'm good, ain't I?
2 for 2, dude.
I'm on fire today.
Wow. Blue flames.
Sorry, I got yelled at all day today by my wife. It was like, she's like, I have to wait for you to fucking be ready to order food to eat. Like, there's no protein in this house. I was like, do you want me to go get you something? No. Do you want me to order something? No. Do you want me to make you something? No. And I'm like, stop fucking complaining, please. You know? Like,
what is... She specifically said there was no protein in the house?
Yeah, dude.
That's hilarious.
She's like, do you think she's a fucking bodybuilder?
I'm not going to lie to you. It sounds like me. I'm like, yo, where's all the protein? Why are we? We're
really
just popcorn
meat people,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
And we don't have any fucking snacks because, you know, can't trust any of that shit anymore.
Yeah,
unless they're like organic fucking tortilla chips.
I had the probiotic nuts, like it comes like 2 packs again from Sam Clubs.
And had two guys nuts in your mouth.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're two different colors, man.
I had probiotics nuts in my mouth. They were delicious.
But they're really good. They're like for immune, whatever, but it's just natural. You know, it's just like almonds, you know, different kinds of nuts. I can't even tell you all of them. But
white nuts, black nuts.
Yeah, well, yeah. Asian but stuff nuts. Like that. Like, I don't even eat the PB2 anymore. I used to eat that.
The what?
PB2. It's fake peanut butter powder.
I won't even touch peanut butter anymore. I saw a fucking
really?
Thing. Yeah.
What?
Because the
peanut butter's getting hurt.
The peanut butter is like how they make peanut butter is yeah. like the nuts get moldy, like the peanut before they start mashing on the shit. And over time it builds up and it's like really bad for you. It like causes inflammation. It's
really?
Like, yeah, it fucks you up.
Supposedly. I love peanut butter so much though.
So like I had like Skippy's peanut butter, but that's not even real peanut
butter. Yeah,
it's
not real peanut butter.
But like, we'll buy the organic peanut butter from Wegmans
and shit.
That's
what we do for Max, yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know.
I get you.
Like, if I fuck with peanut butter, like, I'll throw it in like a protein shake with a banana.
But you're not eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Back in the day, I would fuck it.
Yeah.
But I like strawberry jelly.
I use strawberry preserve.
I like the jam.
I like to use the homemade stuff.
I'm not a big grape guy.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'll eat it, but it's not my first go-to. I like what can I say? Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what it is. I love that grape stuff, man.
Of course you do.
The grape, like, I like grapes.
I fuck with grape hard, too, yo.
But it has to be preserved, though.
No, so, like, I got a kombucha
today. Yeah.
And it had this, like... grape one,
yeah,
I'm fucking right for it.
I don't know what it is.
Grape ice pop, dude.
Be popping, man.
It does. I understand it now.
And orange too. Like I don't orange yeah. too. Like I like orange slices. Out of all of them, I will go for an orange one because it pops. The flavor for me is the citric part. I think I like that.
I fuck with a heart. Like I'll juice it. Juice like organic oranges, dude.
Oh, dude,
the taste of a fresh juice.
It's so
like,
good,
orange, dude. It's like indescribable. It's like. Guy came down and just like touched the tip of your penis, and you're like, oh, it's the same thing with like,
gotta rebuke that,
like an apple juice, like a fresh juiced apple juice. It's like, you know, like
it is really good,
it doesn't even taste like something out of the fucking bottle. But that's why I make my own ice pops, too.
You want, I need to start doing that. I need to start getting regular oranges, like organic oranges, and just making my own juice,
dude. It sucks, it's great. But clean the fucking thing after it's a bitch.
All the fucking pulp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, that's why I'll do like a big thing. I'll make orange juice first, and then I'll do strawberries, and then I'll do some more oranges or whatever and make my ice pops. Pop those, and fucking Cam loves the fucking homemade ice pops.
Well, that's another question. What's that? Since we're talking about fruits and stuff like that, what is the most organic or different kind of fruit you've fed Cam?
She's only had strawberries. Blueberries, I think that's about it.
That's
bananas.
Yeah, I'm on to like dragon fruit, like certain, not a lot of it because dragon fruit can make you poop.
I just brought home this weird kiwi, and you know how like kiwis are like tart and sour.
Yeah,
this one was yellow inside, and it was fucking sweet, and it was the most like, it was like I guess it was perfectly ripe because it was like nice and soft.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like that mushy soft.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
But the flavor does not taste like a regular kiwi. But it was fucking delicious. And I was like,
that's like the pink pineapple and stuff like that. Like, I know they're fake. Not fake. I think they use a certain chemical that goes off, but it's probably fake. Pink pineapples, and then they have yellow watermelons. Hey! Pink pineapple. I was like, yeah, I think it might be too sweet. Put too much sugar in your tank. But there's Max, I think I gave him a yellow pitaya, which is basically a yellow dragon fruit. But it tastes completely different. No, it's pitaya. You cut it open, it looks like a dragon fruit.
I don't think I ever had dragon fruit.
Yeah, dragon
fruit. It's the white with the little seeds.
Yeah, dude, it's actually... It's good.
Kawi melon or some shit was called.
Yeah? What does it taste like?
It's a lot of work.
What, to cut it open?
No. So you open it up, and it's just all seeds that are surrounded in like a pulp almost. Okay. Almost like a slime. And the seeds are small, which sucks. Okay. So you have to like suck the pulp off the seed.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Spit the seed out. It's a really delicious melon. Yeah. It's just too much fucking work. So I was just
like, sounds like canepas. Canepas are like these little balls.
What the fuck you call me?
Canepa. So canepa, it's like a big old, like, look like a little coconut. Not coconut. I'm trying to think. A mango, basically, on the outside. You pop it open, and there's like the white flesh, and you suck off the flesh, and then there's a big pit in the outside.
Suck off the flesh. Yeah, nice.
Suck off the flesh.
Not being gay or anything.
But that did sound gay, but I mean, if it's involving fruit, man, it's.
They do call gay guys fruit.
I guess if the fruit fits. But yeah, now in this case, they are good, but I can't find them anywhere. I feel like I have to go to like a nice, Dominican village or something like that. Or a nice little town that has a nice little Dominican shop so you can get them.
Because I can't find... Where the fuck you going for that around here? Got to be in New York or...
Right in Lindenwald. Right in Lindenwald, right off of White Horse Pike. There's like a nice little village.
I can't do a good Dominican ad. Hey, give it! Get the fuck off! That's down here.
It's. I mean, you could just have like a Spanish accent.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a half a retard trying to Que pasa, Kevin? Get over here.
It's okay, Kevin. It's okay.
It's okay, Kevin. Get over here. You see this? We put the rice in the bag and we give it to you.
Yeah. Do you sound almost like... You know what you sound like? You sound
Asian?
Nah.
I can't do accents, man. I wish I could do some accents. Like you're from Portugal. I wish I could do like a good Irish accent, a good Asian accent.
I used to be able to do accents.
I can't do anything.
We haven't talked.
Like, I got like one good thing.
I work from home myself. I can't tell you. Hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
Oh, man, dude. I can't believe we've done so many episodes with so many different accents before.
Yeah, but my accent stays the same, or it's just me talking regularly. And everyone's like, look at that fucking dirty Jersey guy doing an accent. What a great dirty Jersey accent.
Tell we're from Jersey, man. When I went out to Texas, man, they were like, where are you from? I said, Jersey. Like, I knew it was from somewhere over there.
Like, I can tell you, scumbag.
Yeah, I can tell. I was like, he's like, you don't seem like you're like one of the Jersey. I was like, yeah, from South Jersey. That's why.
Yeah.
They think we're from, like, they think of North Jersey.
North, as like Staten Island.
Yeah, accent. Yeah, Staten. Yep.
Fucking hanging your fucking balls out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on over here.
They try too hard when they talk.
That's dude, why. They do. It's like they try to be cool. I'm like, dude.
They're thinking too hard.
What are you doing? Just have a conversation with me.
Yeah. But I was just watching the new Netflix documentary. It was Got Gotti. It's about John Gotti, like his rise.
I don't
all
even
that
know
shit.
If I know anything about it.
Oh, it's great.
It's explain it to me as if I never heard. Well, I never heard of it. So,
well, there's this guy
named John Gotti.
Named John Gotti.
Okay.
And there's this other guy named Paul Cassiano.
Okay.
And he is like the Don of Dons. And we'll just say John Gotti's under him.
Okay.
He doesn't approve of drug dealing. John Gotti and his crew are drug dealing. Thinks he catches wind, so they kill this guy. He takes over the whole New York City. And runs New York City for about 6 years, and then they get him, and
so
he goes to jail.
You telling me some guy, some paisan, huh?
Just
fucking with another paisan's paisans. So his paisans went and fucked up his paisans?
Absolutely. They took the fucking meatballs and threw it in the fucking, his fucking pot of sauce. And they're like, you don't put your fucking meatballs in my pot of sauce. And they're like, it's fucking gravy over here. So this fucking guy grabbed this fucking guy by the...
I hear what you're telling me.
By the dick. And it cut it.
See how long you're going to go for. Dude, that's one of my favorite accents right there. Italian. Like, I'm talking
that's all
like,
I can fucking do.
The best ones, though, man, I tell you.
All right. You're going to walk into my deli shop. What the fuck you want to fucking eat over here?
I want some of that,
You're supposed to be Italian, you dumb.
Oh, I'm fucking Italian, okay?
Yeah, that's a fucking two Italian.
I thought I was
a Poppy to be, Poppy to boo, Poppy to be.
Okay, calm down, Poppy, calm down. Don't be like that, all right? I want some, Cipriani. Come over here. Give me some tortellini. All right.
It's a fucking deli shop. We don't got fucking tortellini.
You always have to have pasta. Come on, the prosciutto. Come on, man. I want the tortellini.
The nice seeded
with
fucking
red
roll.
Sauce. Oh, come on, don't give me that.
No, Grammy's making that in the fucking. Nona's got that in the fucking back. That's a special menu.
Jimmy, you're over here talking like you out your ass, like you never been here.
I'll put my foot in your fucking ass if you don't eat this fucking sandwich.
I got pasta right in the trunk right now. Go outside, get some pasta, and I'll bring it back. We'll have it with a nice red, nice capricola.
Oh, I love a good fucking red with the fucking capricola.
Oh, the prosciutto.
Oh, fuck, get me fucking started on the prosciutto.
Forget about it.
Fucking forget it.
See, I can do Italian a little bit. I can't hold it as much. Because I haven't practiced any of my... What's the name spot? As long as you have a couple words there, but I feel like all my friends are Italian. Sicilian? Like
from, I ain't fucking Sicilian.
Well, you're not Sicilian, but Dave.
You can tell by my really white skin.
So I can tell, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of Polish side of this.
Well, that's my dumbness.
Yeah. remember my neighbor Dave, right? Live behind me? He's Sicilian, right? And he just came over.
With the name Dave?
Yeah. Dave, yeah. Dave Haney. But he lived right behind me, and he was Sicilian, so he was out there. Dude, he gets so dark. Mm-hmm. I thought he was like Spanish. I was like, bro, are you black?
He just looked back
at Sicilian, man. Yeah. Dude, but him, he came over today. I saw him for the first time in like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So me and him start hanging out again. But I feel like I finally just started kind of talking after having the baby, starting to kind of get my life back a little bit with relationships. Because before, I was just tired. I wanted to come home, go to bed, and I didn't.
I have a very small fucking group to begin with.
Yeah, me
so
too.
Like,
me too.
It's like, you know, I'm hanging out with like 3 to 4 people.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, because I went out with my two childhood best friends the other week. We went to the bar, fucking sat there for 4 hours, just bullshit, bitched about
fuck
life.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fucking great, dude. It was the great fucking stress reliever.
Yeah. And you need it, dude. But sometimes I think we just forget.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that we still have to keep ourselves sane. In order to keep pushing on.
Keep you fucking grounded. Yeah, dude, getting old sucks.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I guess I'm an adult.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I guess each year you're adulting more and more. To where you're like, damn, we're adults now, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're yelling at our kids for stupid stuff that we used to get mad at our parents.
We're not there yet.
Dude.
I will be when she gets older.
Where it's getting to the point where I think we're starting to see how like what they went through for us as a kid. Just those things.
Like where you just want to be like, you know what, I'm gonna sell all my shit and move into the middle of the woods, and it's like, oh no, I got a fucking little thing at home, a turd I got to take care of.
They had to stop all the things that they wanted to do just for me, and I didn't give a shit. I was tearing shit up, breaking shit.
You don't even think it.
Like, no, I didn't think nothing of it.
Like, you're like, fuck
you guys in that house, dude. Fuck this car, man. I don't care about the trash.
Yeah. Do it yourself, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. But where's my fucking food at, man?
Yo, Pops, dude. I ain't going to be eating that shit today.
Yeah. Yo, the other day, Max had his toy, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to him, so I was laying on the ground. He picked it up, came over, and just, smash right on my face, dude. Mm-hmm. And I, like, in my defense is like, yo, I'm about to punch you.
All right.
Obviously.
So, ready? You're sitting at dinner. I'm Max as a teenager coming home. And you guys are waiting for him to come dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
What?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
What is the accent?
That's Max.
What the fuck? All right, keep going.
I'm trying to change my voice to sound younger here. I said hello, Mom and Dad.
Hey, son, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm late for dinner. That's how I can ask.
Oh.
I was supposed to be home an hour ago.
Max, we've been over this before. How many times have I told you that dinner is at 6 o'clock?
Pops, you don't fucking understand anymore.
I wasn't finished talking.
Okay, go ahead.
How many times have I told you to make sure you're home by 6 o'clock? Now, first of all, if you want to talk over me, answer the question first.
What question?
The question that I asked you.
Why I'm late?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I was out, and I was with my new girlfriend. So, you know, her dad made better dinner than you. So I ate there.
Son, I've told you not to lie in my house, all right? Number one, No one was making any food any better than me. What do you make?
Your fried chicken is dry.
That was one time, son, and you didn't even hear about that podcast. And I said I apologize about that. So
you know what?
I use a meat thermometer now. So
and then Marina comes in and says, "Max, shut down. Shut up, bitch."
I would knock his socks off, bro. I would knock him into the third dimension, man. He would never.
He said, "Dad, I'm 13. My hormones are raging, and I'm going to jerk off."
13. All right. Okay. I'll break both of your wrists. You won't be able to jerk off. You'll probably find... No, these kids nowadays, they probably find a way, dude. They find a hole in the wall, man. They're like, oh.
Oh, why don't we heat up that pineapple? that pink pineapple Dad knows to eat. Come on.
Oh, man. That's what I'm going to start calling it, pink pineapple.
I'll be back. I got to go do a pink pineapple.
Uh-huh. You better step out of that pink pineapple, son. Nasty.
You come home, oh, long fucking day. Where's that pink pineapple?
Dude, I'd be so pissed.
Why's your show?
Yeah, that's so gross.
Gummy.
That is so fucking gross. If anyone ever did that, you think anyone would do that?
Absolutely.
They would bust in some type of fruit and then put it in the refrigerator for later on?
Absolutely.
Who do you know? You know some people that would do this?
No, I just know people are fucking crazy.
Of course.
There's probably some guy at home who hasn't been outside in years and just fucks fruit and sticks it back in the fridge.
Dude, this is insane. I doubt... No, you're right. You are absolutely right. Yeah, you're right. If there's people that can kill people and put them in their basement.
He puts it on his bed after it's warm, and he dresses up his pillow, and he
when you put it through this window pane or something like that, and let it heat up first or something like that?
And he's like, hey, girl, you smell like pineapple.
Ugh.
Let me put my cock in you.
It would have to be really, really, really ripe.
The pineapple?
Yeah, the fucking pineapple, dude. You know, I take care of it. Like, my fruits have to be...
I need a refill of this.
Dude, I... Please, if you could...
No.
Yes.
Can I get a refill?
Let me get a refill.
It leaked.
I said... Oh, did it? A lot of it?
All of it.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God.
No way.
Gold jar.
No way. I'm sorry, dude. No. How long is it going to take to make more?
Dude, it took all day.
Like, no. Like,
down the fridge, into the bottom thing, and then...
I'm sorry.
How the fuck did I do that? Do I need the handle
there? Oh, man.
Retard.
We'll be back, guys. Listen to this promo by Axis Labs. As you walked out.
So you gotta leave it going, because then they missed the whole fucking...
I have...
trying to clean up fucking iced tea spilled fucking everywhere.
After I'm... Like, when you're far away from the mic, you
don't
can't...
Don't matter.
You can't hear
it. Kev, it don't matter.
You're right.
You don't ever pause the fucking show. Unless... I fucking say.
Yeah, well...
See, then they missed me just fucking patting away, trying to get iced tea sucked out
of the
carpet.
So...
Now I gotta let it fucking air dry. This is the second time. Because they probably missed that part.
Just explain what happened. Well,
this is the second fucking time. I don't know what the fuck happened. I put my iced tea in the fridge, I made his glasses, I shut the fridge, I come back, it's all fucking gone.
So basically, Vinny made this really, 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 really good... home-brewed iced tea, and it tastes so good that it tastes like a store-bought.
Unsweetened iced tea.
But he, for some reason, his mechanics inside of his refrigerator caused the jar to dispose itself inside of the refrigerator, leaking out all over his carpet.
What a shame.
It's almost a shame to drink it, dude.
Such a fucking shame.
Anyway.
I'm so upset that I just... You know what I'm more upset at? Not even the iced tea spill. The fact that you paused it.
Yeah, I know.
Fucked up, Kev.
I don't.
You know, lesson learned. Don't ever pause.
Lesson learned, yeah.
Now they're going to be like, what happened? We missed the whole fucking commentary. Feel bad. I want you to feel bad.
I do feel bad.
Good.
But it's going to be short-lived.
It's going to be short-lived as this glass of last iced tea that you get to drink.
Well, you know what? At least I'm not getting punished in a sense. Like you have more and you're not giving any. This is the last of
it. How do you know I didn't fake spill that and I have a whole... I hid the...
You are not one to waste anything, my good
friend. I put a fake jar.
Well, what I'm saying is, I know that's not fake iced tea on the ground.
I know that's not my spit residue.
Because you're giving it to me and we're drinking it. I don't think...
I'll drink my own
spit. Dude, don't ever. Don't even say it.
I can't. Damn, that's a shame. Kira makes fun of me.
That's a shame.
Because I bought that just for my iced tea.
Dude, that's actually a shame.
It's a giant. It's like what the girls use when they do like the sangria parties. You know, they dump the fruit in it and you have the little dispenser. I don't know what the fuck happened though.
Maybe if you turn it on its side next time.
You can. Well, how the fuck am I going to lay it on my side? Well, on the side. Look how big it is. It's like big as my fridge. It just fits in there.
It just fits in there just the way you fit it. Mm-hmm. No other way.
Nope.
Okay. Well, maybe you could take
I couldn't even put it in my upstairs fridge. That's how fucking big the jar is.
You think you could take the one ledge out?
I already did that.
Oh.
It's sitting on the last ledge.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so upset. Mm. Because I was like, man, I'm probably going to eat that later on.
I was going to drink that whole thing tonight, probably.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about
a gallon of the perfect unsweetened.
I'm sorry about the tea. I'm sorry about the recording.
The recording. God, I just want to rip your nuts off.
Mm.
Shit was so funny. I was laughing so hard, and these people missed great commentary. You know, me just. It's like from American Gangster. And they spill the wine on his velvet.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, "Don't scrub." You gotta fill in that part. Don't scrub.
That's alpaca. You gotta blot that shit. You gotta blot that shit.
And the word
don't scrub, nigga.
There you go.
You gotta blot that shit, nigga.
Hey, what are you doing here, Mr. Kitty?
What's he crying like that for?
Fuck you. He wants to eat.
Is he hungry?
Probably. No, he's just spoiled. He eats every day at 5, and then he'll go upstairs and eat fucking Sumo's dry food.
We don't have time for that kid.
He's fucking weird. He eats my dog food. The dry dog food in the morning, too. He won't eat dry cat food. He'll eat wet cat food, but he'll eat dry dog food.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Kitty won't eat his dry food, but he'll eat the dog's wet food.
No. He'll eat cat wet food.
Yeah.
He won't eat cat dry food, but he'll eat dog dry food.
That's weird.
Like, because in the morning when I get up,
yeah,
I throw a scoop in there while Sumo's out to the bathroom, and he just...
Well, Al's food is dry, but I put water in it.
But I only do that at night. In the morning when I'm fucking half asleep, I just fucking dump
it in there.
Like,
yeah,
eat like a peasant.
Yeah,
he spoiled up though. Because
he has cat food though.
He does have cat dry food.
It's wet food though.
I only give it to him at night.
Yeah, but does he tear it up?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sumo spoiled anyway because when I like boil chicken for Cam, I save the broth and give it to him for his night.
Nice. That's what you used to do for my boy Thanos. Man, dude, rest in peace.
R.I.P. It's a great fucking dog.
He was a great dog, man. I loved him.
Yeah. Don't make me cry on that
podcast. I know, I'm making me cry. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Thanos, and then I look over there, and I see Thanos again. So then all I think of is Thanos, because the whole wall behind you is Thanos.
And then you got his Thanos up there.
Yeah.
And then you got Thanos' picture, though.
Yeah.
And you got Thanos' paw right there.
Dude, your Thanos theory grew on me as I thought about it.
What, that he was right?
Yeah, he was like the god, basically. Coming back and like, dude, I'm snapping you guys. You guys are messing up this creation.
No, yeah. I just think he had a great plan.
Well,
there's some Infinity Stones, mm-hmm. and they gave them to me, and they're like, do what you want. I'd be like, fuck everyone.
Same the universe. Dude, you guys are messing it up. So let's
fuck everybody.
Let's just take in randomly people, man.
I go like this, and you just see... my pants grow. Finally.
Shoot. Like, you wasted your wish on that?
Finally.
Yeah.
Look how hung I am.
Yeah. Dude, did you see the new Nick Fury one?
Be black.
Yeah. Well, I thought Italians, man. I thought we were the same, man.
Polish, damn. Oh.
Goddamn Polish.
Fucking Polish in me.
I was going to say, did you see the new Secret War with the Nick Fury or Secret Invasion?
Hated it.
Did you? I thought it sucked too.
I'll tell you, the only good Marvel shows ever made. I'm gonna go Loki season 1, Moon Knight, Loki season 2, and I'll throw WandaVision in there because it was just something different.
I did enjoy how they did the 1963, yeah. 70. Yeah.
But best one is the Loki ones.
Yeah.
Loki season 1's great, and Loki season 2 so far has been fucking phenomenal.
I think it's, I can't wait to watch the rest of it. I mean, we have to wait every Thursday at 9 o'clock. It sucks.
You up to date on it?
Episode 4, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah, did you watch it? Mm-hmm. When Victor Timely dies at the end?
Yeah.
Dude, the best part...
Which was in...
I know what's going to happen, I think.
Yeah, well, they're all going
to
come back.
No, it's going to jump back to... It's going to, like, bits and piece, like, the almost like the first two episodes together.
Okay.
Until he realizes that Because you know how he zapped his guy. Like, out of nowhere, he had that, like, clock in his hand. Yeah. And he's like, and then he saw his, like, self. And he was like, he hit him.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, is that the second episode, I think?
I guess that was the second episode.
So, what it's going to do is going to, like, keep going back through that, like, quick, like, they're going to, like, flash forward.
Okay.
Until he realizes, like, why am I hitting myself?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And then he's going to, like, tell his one self something.
Yeah.
And let him go or something weird's going to, like, that's going to happen. So when he goes back, he realizes, like, oh, no, I have to do this instead of this.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't keep repeating ourselves. Because now he's just stuck in an endless loop almost. You know what I mean?
Is he still looping?
Because he proned himself. So clearly.
It's for you. Okay. I know it's been a while, but.
Skinny's bringing him on.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to be some stinky motherfuckers later on. I know. Well,
and we're playing some Super Smash. Yeah, he got the Super Smash. He got the remix, though. So, for everyone that doesn't know, there's, like, a dedicated fucking community to remastering the Nintendo 64 games, but they make them in the N64 cartridges, so you can play it on N64. So they update, like, the graphics on them. Like, this Super Smash remix has, like, a shit ton more characters, and it has, like, 5 pages of playable maps. You can edit all the settings to, like, something better, like, more weapons and shit. And then, like, they did, like, they made the Super Mario World on N64, where it's almost, like, the first ever, like, free roam kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can play, like, two players. The other player can play Luigi now.
Yeah.
They've redid Mario Kart, better graphics.
Okay.
Added so more people. And, like, if you play two player, you can face bots. In the original one, you can only face bots in one player.
Oh, you can do it in two player now.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
So they, and then they made, like, GoldenEye, but they made it all Super Mario characters.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
I didn't know.
So we got the remix.
Last time we played.
Ever yawn in conversation with me, like, I'm boring.
Well, it wasn't you, man.
Because I'll stab you in the face with cyanide.
What a cyanide. Joe Dirt. I wish I could do his accent.
Ah.
His accent's hard.
I wish I could do a good southern accent, too.
Yeah, southerns are hard, man.
The only thing I got is like, come here, boy. Boy, I say, boy.
It sounds like from every slave movie
boy.
I've ever watched. Yeah, it's usually just boy.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy, get 5 cents for that, boy.
Yeah. Well, we can tell why
he's like, 5 cents for that,
yeah.
That boy.
He's like almost too good at it.
I would think maybe that's what I was in my old life.
I was gonna say, man, but there's no way.
I just owned a farm.
There's no way, man, because you like exotic. You know what I mean? So it's just like you like exotic cats. You like this foods and stuff like that. There's no way you could be racist.
Who said I had to be racist to own black people?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, the way you say "boy," it's just like usually. I mean, you would think back in the day, you would have you're not having some Spanish slaves. You would be down in south of United States of America, most likely having black slaves.
That's what I said.
Well, you wouldn't be shutting them free. You'd be like, hey, you can't leave.
Can't leave, but I'll treat you good.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't think you would be racist, though.
If you run, I'll shoot.
I'll be honest, man. If I had some workers, I'm like, dude, I need you to get through this last harvest, man. Please don't leave. I'd probably shoot him in the leg, too.
Mm.
I told you not to fuck
I would
around.
Shoot over them picking my tomato wrong. Over them.
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
I try to think of all the countries, man, that had, like, slaves. Like,
everyone has slaves.
Everyone, exactly. Everyone, every single person has slaves. And people are like, yo, man, if you had slaves, you're racist. I'm like, that's not really how the Egyptians had slaves, and the people that were there were Israelites and Palestinians and so all that.
Jews were the first slaves.
So let's be honest, you know, like, everyone had slaves. Let's all give everyone the same recognition. It sucked.
Let's just say people are fucked up.
People are people. People
Keep,
are people.
Don't pause.
No, I'm not going to pause.
I'm walking out here.
I'm not going to pause. That was an accident.
See, now you got to talk to yourself about something because I got to go run upstairs.
Then he has to run upstairs to feed his cats, I think. So here I sit by myself. As I drink this tea, basically, he's a little upset that I did pause that. I did for good reason. If he walks away from the recording, sometimes when I have the noise gate up, it's sometimes a little bit hard to hear stuff like that. And in order to hear him, I would have to then turn the noise gate back up to, like, I don't know, 88 in order for him to be heard. But he doesn't get that part of the recordings. And, yeah, I could sit here and talk to myself all day. Be honest with you, I don't really need much conversation to be going on because I guess if anything, I'm just reasoning with myself. That could be what therapy is. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what therapy is. Dealing with your inner thoughts by yourself, talking it out, and then reasoning with, I don't know, reasoning forward, moving forward past it. I guess that's, you can overcome something like that. Dude, what'd you put in this tea, dude? This thing is good. Mm. Anyway, guys, I'll be very clear when I say this. I recently had a hardware malfunction with my computer and my iMac. I lost literally all the music that I've done maybe in the past, 5 years, 5-6 years. That's kind of long. Imagine losing all that music. It's hurtful. It's hurtful. I mean, you can get back a computer, but you can't get back time. You know what I mean? Anyway.
What did I miss?
I literally had a conversation with myself. Man. I really don't need people to have a conversation. I could literally talk to myself.
Yeah.
Which is sick. But.
Yeah, that might be serial killer talk.
That might be serial killer talk, yeah. But I guess I have the mentality that I would get away with it. So is that maybe that's serial killer?
I think if it was like 1960s, I definitely could get away with it. I'd probably be a killer.
Who says that?
A killer.
I mean, I know I asked. Like, I know I asked you, but like, you don't expect these answers in a normal setting, but that's reasonable.
I think I would.
I mean, don't everyone who watch like those TV shows believe?
Just, like, why not? Just go out at night and just, you know, oh, there's a guy. I'm going to strangle him.
He did it. And just point it in. Yeah.
Dig a hole. Yeah. You know, no DNA back then.
Yeah, yeah, I
do. All that shit. You're good, man.
But people were stupid back in the day. They were just like busting nuts. Everybody, were you just busting bodies, nuts on fucking all over his crime scene? Like, before I leave, let me. And then leave? Like, you don't think that's going to get back to you, man? Shit.
Imagine being the detective on how to go into that.
Semen all over this place.
Jesus. Get me back up out here. He jizzed on a dead guy again.
Yeah, dude.
We have a chronic jizzer.
Masturbator.
A serial jizzer.
Yeah, dude, what would you call that, man?
A serial jizzer.
I was watching, we were watching some TV show. It might have just been like Forensic Files, to be honest with you. And they were like, we can't jizzle tell you how much semen we found on job sites. I'm like, what? Job sites, I mean, crime scenes. I'm like, why? It's just like, it's just the amount. It was ridiculous. It was like more than like...
piles in the corner.
Yeah, dude, like a fucking sheep farm or something like that, dude. Just, but instead of sheep, it's just nut all over the place. And that's how much they have files on files on files of nut. It's ridiculous.
God bless.
Dude, I mean, God bless, but what a sick world. Sick world. Sick.
I'm disgusted. Still, it's like almost done this iced tea, and I'm like...
I know.
The whole...
I'm trying to not drink so much. I know, dude.
Gallon gone.
I don't even say other than I'm sorry that happened to you. Because I'm going to be honest with
you. Sorry.
This was... I would never get iced tea from... the only iced tea I like is the Tao. A T-A-O iced tea. Because it's not too sweet. There's not a lot of sugar in it. And it tastes like brewed tea. So, that's the only other tea I like. This comes in... I actually like it better than that tea.
I found it took me a while, but I have like the right amount of like tea bags I need to use.
Okay.
And they're all, obviously it's all organic black.
It's perfect, dude. I'm so sorry.
Like, I know the exact amount I have to use.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I let it seep for like 10, 12 minutes.
Okay.
I pull the tea bags out, do like a tiny press, dump the extra stuff in.
Yeah.
Let it cool down and then.
Bang. No honey or sugar
Nothing.
Added to it.
Nothing. It's just
I could drink it perfectly just like that. It's so, dude.
Most I'll do is maybe throw a lemon in it.
Yeah,
like anything. But not even that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's perfect, dude.
I know.
It's perfect.
Makes your balls tingle every sip.
I thought, for some reason, I thought I had to pee, but then I was like, no, my balls are tingling. Yeah, they're dancing, dude. I felt like bowl jangles in my balls. They were tap dancing.
It's like those old Chinese massage hands.
Yeah. Sounds like little cloggers, man. Tap dancing them.
Imagine just going to a master hand massager. Dude, like just grab your balls and do the old Chinese.
That'd be crazy. I thought you were going to say a master massager is a massager hands, but you're talking to balls. That'd be crazy, man. I wouldn't last. 10 seconds in, I'd
be like, you ever see the Forensic Files where they jizz everywhere?
That'd be it. Dude. That's the confetti fly, bro. That's actually pretty gross. I don't know why we think of these things, man.
Why not? We're adults. That's what adults do.
Or we could just act really white.
So how's your 401k going, Kevin?
It's actually coming pretty good, man. Making some trades.
Well, no. I stayed away from the market.
Yeah, well, I had to, man. I had to make some transfers. So that
I did fucking cut TD Bank out of my life.
Did you?
Completely closed all my accounts.
Really?
Threw my money at some homeless guy.
No, you didn't.
Take it.
I was starting to believe you until you said the homeless guy.
No, I transferred all of that shit to Police and Fire Credit Union.
Yeah?
You know.
What was TD Bank? Man, they're just robbing people, man.
So my theory is, you know, soon the banks ever turn on people, TD's like the number one fucking guy.
Yeah, they're going.
Like, we're not giving your fucking money to you. Then I'm going to have to go in and be like, thanks for the candy.
I got a nice little, you remember that little thing underneath my deck? That's going to be like my storage
place.
That
guy?
No, I hope there's that guy in there. But there was a pentagram in there. Someone did something, wrote like
all this weird stuff. I remember. You're like that secret little like concrete
that's
shelter.
That's going to be my bunker. That's going to be like where I put all my food and stuff like that if it ever comes by.
Well, it's a very small bunker.
But that might be the only one because I'm the most smart one to survive. But if I had to.
If I was ever a multimillionaire, I would 1,000% have like a legit bunker. There's like a company that does it for rich people. There's one that's like it's made to last or for like 20 something years. It like renews its energy, water systems. But I'm like,
trailers?
No, what it's like an underground bunker.
But I saw them putting like those big, you know, the big canisters they usually have on boats.
Mm.
Like they put them in the ground and they would cover them up and that.
No, this was like a legit, like it had its like own like water system, its own. Like, electricity system.
I've probably seen something like that, but not that one, yeah.
But I'm like, that's great and everything, but what happens if something breaks down? That guy that made it ain't going to be around.
Yeah, you know you're right.
And it's going to be some rich asshole who's never picked up a tool and is like, less likely, and they're going to be like...
Unfortunately, like the people who were...
The oxygenator breaks.
Like those fools who were in the submarine.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately for their death, but they're stupid for going down there. Yeah. Like that. Come on, man.
You couldn't pay me.
No, dude. That's like space, though.
I do space.
Like, well, space,
because if you die in space, well, how they died too, they probably didn't feel shit because it just fucking...
Combusted.
No, it sunk in.
Well, I thought it sunk in and then blew off.
No, it just...
Oh, it just sinks in?
Into like a fucking beer can.
I thought it combusted.
So like, you probably just... You didn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
But same thing with space. So they're fucking... dead. But space would be cool because you're in space. Like, who wants to go deep into the water? Why? So the fucking Loch Ness Monster comes out and bites your ass off? Kills you?
No, I don't want that.
Megalodon comes and eats your whole fucking submarine.
Dude, there's some alien. There's some alien looking stuff down there, man.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I ain't going down there.
And then, God forbid, like something happens and like it breaks, then you're just watching yourself just go endlessly into the deep water. But then people are like, well, you can go endlessly into space, but you're in space though. Like space is cool.
Yeah, but
and like, who knows? Elon Musk could be like, I'm coming to save you. No one's going down in the water to save your ass.
I don't know. By the time Elon Musk is trying to finish a sentence, I don't think we'd be dead. we wouldn't get you through the manual properly.
Yeah, but he's like, he thinks about everything he says.
He does.
Why.
He does.
We just blurt shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're dumbasses.
Yeah, I mean.
Because if we were smart, we wouldn't be here.
That's true. We weren't smart, and that's why we're here today. I was saving my tea because I don't want to finish it just yet.
We do need to get a new intro now.
I know. We would have to sit here for like 2 hours and literally just make some blah, 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 like some dumb noises and go with
one
it.
White guy.
Mm-hmm.
One black guy. No, you're the white guy. No, I'm the black guy.
We're one white guy. One black guy.
Nah, you sound too happy.
Nah. We're happy.
We're happy and we know it, so we scream our name. One white guy.
Give me high five. No, remember, what's the names? Marlon and the Wayne brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Their TV show. That'd be cool if we had something like that.
I never seen their TV show. Love their movies.
Shit.
Don't drink orange juice in the hood. Oh no. Don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace.
South Central.
Well, I drink your juice in the hood.
Well, I drink juice.
They were making fun of Boys in the Hood.
Ah, fucking classic. Dude, that's one of the funniest movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done doing that, organize my Sega cartridges. I'm just trying to teach you some responsibility.
Responsibility.
You bring any hoes back, I'll fuck them first.
Make sure I'll fuck them first. That shit is crazy, man.
Dude,
Preacher's
so funny,
man. He's fucking all the white girls.
Oh, the white girl, that's the funniest fucking thing in the
world. Milk and Magnesia.
She, like, literally has the banjo and those, like, circle song. Oh, dude, it's so funny.
She was so nasty. Fucking but after Preach, I mean, hey, man, Preach was...
We always talk about all that shit about Malcolm X, and he said, I'm doing what they did to us for 400 years. What's that? Fucking. Oh, he cold. Oh, he cold.
He cold. He cold. We gotta watch that movie one day. Even
what's the guy in the background? Legs, right?
Crazy Legs.
Crazy Legs.
Yeah, Crazy Legs.
What's your dream? Hammer time.
Yeah, that's my shit, dude, man. I could probably when we're chilling, one day we just have to have that movie in the background, even if we're just hanging out eating food, whatever.
Absolutely, it's fucking hilarious,
man. But yeah, man, we're at 50, man.
Are you trying to tell me?
It's not bad.
Trying
at all.
To do the catchphrase right now?
No. It's just the last time usually it's like 35, 45. But I think since we haven't talked in a while, it's like, it just went.
We can catchphrase it.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready for the catchphrase. You catchphrasing it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Let me hear it.
Say with chest, little ass.
That's going to be?
No, you're supposed to finish a sentence.
Oh, what did you say?
I said, say with your chest, little ass.
Oh. I don't say it.
Nucka.
Yeah. Or nucka. No. Shuck a nucka. Just say the fucking catchphrase.
I'm just shucking shells over here.
Shucking shells.
Say with your chest, little ass. Shucking shells.
Shucking shells. Do that. You can do that. My wee lad. I don't know if you look. No, that's not that.
That's you do a good London.
It's a Brit. I'm trying to do the... I can't do the Australian, though.
Isn't it the same fucking thing?
It's different.
If you're British...
It's a different... It's like the...
London is...
No, I know. I'm talking about Australian versus British accent.
Yeah, there you go.
Australian's different, but it's still a British accent, but it's like the slum version of the British accent, I feel like.
I can't do it,
dude. I can't. It's so hard. It's like, I don't know if you're dungarees, if you don't know what.
Nah, that's good. It's good. Like,
but it's hard. I've been watching Bluey a lot with Max.
Mm.
And the dad, he cracks me up, dude. But
he's Australian.
It's a cute show. Yeah, they're Australian, yeah.
What's it called?
Bluey. Dude, it's a cute show, man. I'm weird about
saying it's
shows.
A cute show.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know, man, but... There's a couple times where I cried where I'm like, I'm a dad.
Nah, dude, it's all about the color crew.
The color crew? What's that?
Ah, dude, they don't talk, so it's great.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of crayons, and they color things.
Yeah.
And then this eraser comes out, and he looks like a dictator of some sort, and he, like, erases shit. It's kind of fucked up.
What?
But then there's a pencil, and he has this, like, big nose. He almost looks like Squizzards. But they
Squidward?
Yeah, but they only make noises. They go,
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And then they show, like, the colors that combine, what it makes. It's pretty funny.
So it's like...
But the eraser, dude...
It's like a China dictatorship?
He throws off Hitler vibes.
You didn't hesitate to say that. You didn't hesitate to say that at all. You knew, man.
Oh, dude.
And she loves it, I bet.
She does. She just walks around like this.
She's like, yeah, nice. To get another
this
one.
This is how I wave now, Dad.
Yeah. I caught that when I walked in. I was like, wow, what is that? It looks so familiar. That's so fucking funny. Mm. Yeah, it's hard to watch. There's certain shows that he only watches, like certain, like Star Wars. Like, I'll let him watch that now.
Mm.
She
watches everything with me.
It's a kiddie one, so it's like a little kiddie one.
Dude, I was watching South Park earlier. No fucks. She don't understand yet. That's why. When she starts repeating shit,
yeah, that's when you got to cut it off.
Oh, I know what I'll put the one episode, the Jeopardy episode.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Go into school like that, honey.
Dude, you gotta show her a lot of the ones, man. Show her all like that'd be that. You know, that'd
I was
be
just
the
watching the what's it called episode? The high school. I had Kiri watch it. The High School Musical one, where they like start singing and shit.
The computer, the piano in the cafeteria and shit like that.
I don't know, but like it's just, they just show like High School Musical and they just show this like really fat chick and she has like a pig nose on there and Kiri starts laughing.
I remember that one. I was watching it like
no,
a couple
we're
months
not.
Ago.
That one's great. I was watching the very underrated, or not even underrated, the Lord of the Rings one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They watched like the porn tape. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Was that a two-parter?
No.
Okay.
That one's good. Then I was watching the ninja one where they get like the the martial arts weapons at like the fair, and Kenny throws the fucking star into Butter's eyes or whatever.
Yep.
And he goes to the hospital and they're like, oh my, like, can you help him, doctor? He's like, I'm not a vet. He's having trust as a dog. Butter's wandering. He's like, woof, woof. It's like, then he goes, they wanders into the vet. They're like, oh, he's too far gone. Yeah. We'll have to put him down.
Dude, I remember that, dude. I remember that.
Fucking great. Dude, it's one of my favorites.
My favorite one is the one back when Tally went to the military base. He's like, is that the code? He's like, no, that's Beat the Funky Town.
Oh, yeah.
The old ones, man.
Tally, you're the worst character.
Yeah.
I know.
Guys, wanna get high?
Hey, guys, you wanna get high? You know, you see just what I do, and then I fuck.
You have to pick one, Tally. Shave them or get your last fix.
Yeah, I'll just do both.
I'll just do both. You can't.
Hey, asshole, you forgot my money.
But he's the special needs camp.
Oh, episode. Yeah, camp, whatever. It is. I know what you're talking
God
about.
Goddamn shit, Mimsy. Yeah. But Tally's a fucking drug addict. Mm-hmm. He's blowing the dude in the shed. Yep. And he's like,
hey, asshole, you forgot to give him my money.
Cantartica.
Yeah.
That's what it was called, right?
Oh, dude. So funny.
Dude, great that episode. Was a funny
Hey, episode. There's an accent I can do. I can do Tally's voice.
Dude, that's so freaking funny.
Now, Kevin, we're smoking joint.
Oh, I would love that. Let's go do that.
Well, in that fucking case, that's one white guy.
And one black guy.